Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
John was given the revelation of Jesus Christ, which forms the last book of the Bible. There cannot be another. And all who claim to have received other books or revelations are impostors and enemies of the truth of God. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. This book, which was given to John to record, is the summation of all that Jesus Christ has performed in the earth. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. There is no other truth which is to be revealed. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. John tells of a book which he saw, and the one who held that book. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. This book that he saw was complete. There was no room left inside or even upon the back. This book was held in the hand of him who wrote it and sealed it. He is also the only one who could rightly open it and loose the seals thereof. As the author and finisher of that book, he alone is worthy to reveal its contents. Now this book of which we speak is not the Bible per se, although he is the author of it, but rather of the entire purpose of God, of which the Bible is but a textbook written for the benefit of his children. The creation which he has formed according to that purpose declares his glory and is brought in submission to him who ruleth over all. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thus John saw this glorious sight, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and glory and honor and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever. That glory which ever surrounds him is centered in his righteousness, which is seen by Ezekiel in his vision of that one clothed in linen. He is seen by John astride that white horse, and I saw, behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Not only did he see him clothed in his own righteousness, but he saw that his army which followed him was clothed by him in the same. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. How glorious is the fact that he who has determined the end from the beginning has betrothed to himself a bride of his own choosing. He has created a world to display the glory of his grace in redeeming her from the sin, shame, and ruin which she had so gladly embraced. Has there ever been a love like this? Has there ever been such a faithful and true redeemer? What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Are you clothed in his righteousness?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.